Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Hours since the first attack, the smoke billowing from the hulks behind me.
Doing everything they can, sifting through this rubble, trying to see if there are any survivors.
And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
Firefighters, 37 Port Authority police officers also were lost in that attack on that morning.
It was terrible because I was born and raised in New York State, and I didn't want to live there anymore.
He's a classic businessman figure. He was in a meeting, and, you know, he came out of the rubble, you know, almost unscathed, breathing through a handkerchief, still holding his briefcase. He told me that God had allowed him to survive for a reason, and he would live the rest of his life remembering that fact.
Trotman hopes, as much as I hope, that people will learn not to hate, that people would open their minds and their hearts and try to understand each other rather than hate each other.